And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're back in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Dave Pfeiffer, the president of Shimano. You stay tuned. This is our annual visit from El Presidente, so you stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've made the investment in a boat, and you know how important it is to take good care of it. That's why you need Monsoon Yacht Service. Mark and his staff specialize in taking care of your boat and making it look its best. No matter if it's on a trailer or in a slip, let Monsoon Yacht Service clean and polish your boat to make it look like new. Monsoon Yacht Service also does fiberglass and gel coat repair, custom rigging, and the best detailing you have ever seen. Be proud of your boat again with the help of Monsoon Yacht Service. 619-405-2176. Or check MonsoonYachtService.com.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at SanDiegoCountyFord.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Today is going to be a fun day, man.
Indeed. We're fortunate to have an annual visit from a very busy man, and that is the president of Shimano American, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Great to have you in the studio. Man, it's been a year since you sat in this chair, and what's been going on in Shimano for that year?
Well, more importantly, it's what's going on out here for the last year.
It is a good
Which
year.
Which is a beautiful thing.
What's going on at Shimano has followed what's been going on out here for the year fishing-wise. I mean, that's the real story. And, you know, what a fantastic year. And so, you know, business was great. And, you know, I think the interesting thing was, if we go back the year prior, I think if everybody remembers, all our fish were actually small. We had all that little yellowfin tuna and everything, and everybody was buying little reels and lighter rods, and then we all got crushed this year early on, and then all the bigger stuff started selling, and, you know, it's just a fantastic year. So, you know, excuse me, there's always a lot going on. We've done a lot with the inshore market and a lot of freshwater stuff this last year as far as new introductions. But more saltwater to come here in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, sweet. Some big moves here in Shimano. A lot of times has these in the plans and then the testing for a long time before they actually release it to the public.
Yes, yeah. That's always the That's the tough part, is having to go test all that. I don't get to do it anymore. All the guys do it. I tell them every day how much they should appreciate that.
You can't test it from an airplane?
No, not as much. I still get to fish it a little bit, but they get to do the real hardcore testing. And I point my finger at them every morning, and I say, remember, because someday you're not going to do this. And you're going to say, this was my favorite time of life.
To be able to actually do this. Yeah. So is there anything you can talk about?
You know, pretty much everything that that I can talk about is out right now. You know, the new Terramar inshore rods, and then a lot on the freshwater side with bait casting and spinning, and a little bit of saltwater spinning, which I know is not as big a an issue out here. But so that's it right now. That's it. Except and then on the line side, you know, Max Quattro that we introduced,
such great stuff.
Which is really good. And then I, you know what? It's hard for me to. My mind doesn't keep up with where we are so much anymore. So as far as what's new to everybody else isn't new to me and everything. But no, pretty much everything that we can talk about today is on the website, and it's out there. So
yeah. So Max Quattro, a lot of our listeners are somewhat familiar with it because Rick and I talk about it all the time. What incredible stuff is it? How has that changed your fishing, Max Quattro? I know Ben Florentino was talking about it yesterday, how it's changed what he does.
You know, it's changed a lot just because there's a lot of different ways that you can actually go with it. I mean, because, you know, because of the diameter change, but the strength up. So in case anybody doesn't know, if you basically take Max Quattro and it's 65-pound test will be the same diameter as 50-pound regular Power Pro. So you can choose to either put more line on your reel if you need capacity of the same or higher strength even, or you can choose to go up in line strength with the same capacity that you had in standard Power Pro. So it just gives a lot of flexibility depending on what you want to do. You can downsize your gear. I know for me, a lot of times, for example, and this is kind of talking against myself, but where I used to use like Italica 16, I use Italica 12 a lot for like Marlin Caster and stuff like that when I'm fishing heavy gear. I've gone to just straight Talica 12 with Max Quattro, and, you know, it's great. And similar with Trinidad sizing and stuff. So there's those options, whereas in saltwater spinning, I've tended to maybe go the other way where I want to have a heavier pound test and have the same capacity. Then I'm using Max Quattro for, like, popping for tunas and some stuff like that. So there's just a lot of options and a lot of ways you can go depending on what you want to do.
So what's your setup? I mean, are you fishing straight Max Quattro with a short top shot of fluorocarbon?
Yes.
Yeah,
always. Well, I fish all our wind-ons, the butterfly wind-ons. I can go anywhere in the world with the same setup and use a reel full of Power Pro with either a whip loop in Holloway's or Bimini and put a Shimano wind-on on it, and I can catch everything. And I tell people all the time, I can hold up one outfit, and I say, I catch yellowtail, I catch sea bass, I catch tuna, I catch striped marlin, and you just go on down the list and down the list, and it's the same setup.
We did our long-range trip on the Royal Star this year, and we were laughing about that exact thing that Dave's talking about. Back in the day, you used to always bring an extra duffel bag full of 2-pound spools of line. You had a 60, an 80, 100, and a 130. I mean, it was full, you know. I have a Shimano worm binder that's like an extra large size that, you know, that has all the line that I, my buddy, and somebody else take. And it's a binder, you know what I mean? It's you know, 4 Ziploc little teeny thin bags a piece is all the line you're ever going to. And you're changing line every day because it's so easy. The wind-on system on those reels makes life so much, it's so much nicer.
Yeah.
Change on the fly.
Like Dave says, any type of
anything, anywhere, spinning,
totally.
Conventional, trolling. I mean, even when I set up my, you know, trolling gear this year, obviously with the blue marlin around and everything else, we built some heavier stuff. Same thing. I just put a wind on
it. Swap it out. That's so nice.
And that's it. You can put a dropper loop in it. You can do anything with it. It's
other things really cool about that setup, and we talk about a lot of the shop. If there's a guy that is still, you know, maybe less confident in tying connections or things like that, there's no knots anymore. No. You know, you can go into your favorite tackle store and have somebody whip a loop in for you, or like Dave says, tie a Bimini twist, and literally you're just passing one loop through the other loop a couple times, and you're done. There's no more worrying about tying knots or worrying about your own connections on a big fish. Everything is done ahead of time for you.
But how easy is it to whip a loop in Power Pro Hollow Ice? Anybody can do
that.
I mean, I can do it.
That's super easy. But also, by the same token, I would argue that with Power Pro, a Bimini twist is one of the easiest knots in the world to tie with Power Pro, whereas, you know, it's more difficult in mono or fluorocarbon. In Power Pro, that is the easiest. You just can't get it wrong.
Very true.
In Power Pro. And the strength of that stuff, you want to talk about 100% plus knots, is that, either the whip loop or the bimini with that double loop-to-loop connection on the wind-on. That is, I don't know how much harder you can pull. I can't pull any harder to break it. I just don't ever break.
And stealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how many turns do you do with Power Pro on a bimini twist?
I do 19.
19. That's your special
number. 19, and then one half hitch around one leg, and then three half hitches around both legs. Done. I can say this with certainty. I have never had a bimini twist fail in Power Pro. Never.
Wow. It's pretty easy.
That's easy as it gets. Yeah. You can tie it in seconds, and then loop to loop, and you're back in business.
So, like Shimano, why is Power Pro so ahead of the curve compared to other Spectra manufacturers with Holloways, the introduction Holloways, the introduction Max Quattro, and all the different types of Spectra type lines they have?
You know, it's like a lot of things in manufacturing, because we manufacture all our own Power Pro. Is this, you know, our team has a huge amount of accumulated knowledge of working with this. I mean, Conrad, who started Power Pro, he was at the very beginning of this when he worked with the Spiderwire team, and when that went away, he went off on his own. And so he's literally one of the pioneers in manufacturing product like this. And so we have so much accumulated knowledge over these years that the team there is able to keep building and building and building on the quality and the performance, what materials to use, you know, why we choose Spectra as opposed to Dyneema, and then how we braid it, how we treat it, all that stuff. They're just, their knowledge of it is fantastic. So I think that's a big part of it. And then, of course, we do tremendous amount of testing and feedback and investment in the factory to keep improving quality all the time. And, you know, a lot of times we don't necessarily change it. It's still Power Pro, but people probably don't. We've gone through many, many, many different production advancements to continue to improve the quality. And that's led to better Holloways, Max Quattro, a lot of different product lines.
Yeah. How do you make a thinner diameter Spectra line with the same fiber?
It's a different fiber. Max Quattro uses a different fiber.
It's still Spectra.
It's still Spectra, but it's a higher tenacity, smaller diameter. So it's basically just it's a much more dynamic fiber that Honeywell brought to us as a new Spectra fiber. But even then, we still had to figure out how to make it work,
exactly,
which our team did. And, you know, they did a great job with that. So that's what's really exciting. You know, all we did was start with a concept. You know, I actually mentioned to Conrad one day. I said, you know, Conrad, I think if we could come up with a product where we can come up with the same strength at a smaller diameter, it would, just as I said earlier, give a great amount of flexibility and options in tackle. And actually, I had the bigger spinning in mind mostly at the time because of what everybody's doing with big spinning reels. And it was, I think, 6 or 8 months later that he came back with a sample and said, here, try this.
Got it. That's rad.
You put not only spinning reel, you put that on a Tranx?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there ends up being a lot of them. Sure. But I'm just saying the original concept was the whole spinning thing, because I was down in Panama fishing the big poppers for big yellowfin tunas and stuff, and we were fishing really, you know, we were fishing our largest size Stellas, which is fine, but I'm not a very big guy, and I told him, I said, man, Conrad, I'm a little guy. I'd like to go down a size in Stellas so I could cast longer all day, make more casts, but still have the capacity and the line strength. And so that's kind of where the concept was born. And then, yeah, there's benefits across everything, Tranx, Trinidads, you know, you name it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. A very popular guy in the studio today.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun. So much fun talking about the new gear, talking about how the old gear came to this. It's just going to be a lot of fun and a really good show, and some great information with some great catch reports coming up today as well. Hey, we'd love to hear from you this morning, and if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, there's two ways that you can reach us. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can try us toll-free. That toll-free line, 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. You can hear Mr. Dave Pfeiffer is a very popular guest, because absolutely every single phone line is already packed up. But you keep trying. There's going to be plenty of shots to take all your calls this morning. And not only are we going to be taking your calls, talking all that great fishing information, we've also got an awesome prize. And thanks to Dave and everybody at Shimano, a really, really cool prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's one of the brand new Shimano Torium HGs. It's a 16, one of the brand new Toriums, And with that comes a 500-yard spool of 50-pound Max Quattro.
Whoa, what a setup.
How cool that you can have a 16-size reel, and you can literally just put that entire spool on.
It holds 513 yards.
How crazy.
You're all 13 yards short, yeah. But that'll be a top shot, and you'll be fine. What?
500 yards of line. 500 yards of 50-pound on a 16-size reel.
It breaks at 65-pound. It breaks at the same as 65-pound. So, yeah.
Sick.
It does.
Yeah.
Absolutely
wow.
Sick.
And that Torium 16, how much drag pressure can you get on? I mean, how big of a fish could you catch?
There's nothing out here you're going to have a problem
with.
Not
even
so.
Close. No. And even a 200-pound bluefin tuna?
That you have a problem with.
Well, you could still get it, though.
After my yards? Experiences yeah, this year, it's not the 500 yards. It's being able to outlast those unbelievable beasts for that long.
Yeah.
So I will make an exception there. Maybe not a 400-pound blue marlin, or maybe not a 200-pound bluefin tuna.
Okay, so you had occasion to pull on a 200-pound bluefin tuna.
Oh, bunches of them this year. Lots of sad stories, but some success stories as well. But, walked away with my tail between my legs more than a few times this season on those. Guys, what an amazing deal that was.
Not a cooler fishing thing that has happened in Southern California in a long time than that. That was just the show that those things have. And then when you hook one, it's like, oh, my God, we're in serious trouble.
Yeah.
You better have the right tackle.
That's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, we have a special bonus guest in the studio here. It's our buddy, Mr. Steve Paisel, who is the president of the San Diego chapter of CCA California. Good morning, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
How are you?
Yeah, step right up to that mic. Don't be shy.
I will not be shy. I am not shy.
Steve, big meeting this weekend.
Yeah, we have.
Or this week, excuse me, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday the 21st, we are having our first open meeting for the San Diego chapter. It's at Carl Strauss up on Sorrento Valley, kind of by Qualcomm. Uh-huh. And like to kind of
open buildings, not the stadium,
sorry, not Qualcomm Stadium, but the Qualcomm building.
Buildings, yeah.
And definitely would like to invite people to show up. I know there's been a lot of talk about CCA and giving back, and I'd like to see some of the passion that all the anglers have. You know, when you show your fishing pictures and you're talking to people, this is really a great opportunity to give back because there are a lot of issues that are going to be coming down over the next year. With the state and with some of the laws, and we really need to get together and get behind CCA and show our power.
We are in huge trouble here in the state of California. The Fish and Game Commission is unbelievable what's happening over there, and we need more than ever to be ramped up with CCA California. David, you're on the board of directors. You're one of the head guys on the board of directors. I mean, we're in trouble here in California.
Yeah, I mean, we are. We're in trouble now. We're in trouble even more so in the future. You know, longer term view with the momentum that's building, with the changes in the department, and with the momentum in the state in general against hunting and fishing. And this is not fear mongering. It's truth. It's fact. And so we've already experienced it, and we're going to experience a lot more of it. And with CCA, we have an organization with national roots. We've got a headquarters office. We've got chapters, state chapters, you know, all across the coastal states with literally in those states hundreds if not thousands of members that do a lot of great things. And you know, they're just about not only protecting but enhancing fisheries for the future and building. That's more than anything is that I think one of the difference between what we're trying to do and what a lot of organizations are trying to do is we're actually trying to enhance the fisheries. We're trying to make habitat better and put more fish in the water, whereas they're just trying to shut it down and not monitor it and not look at it again. And they say there's going to be monitoring, but we don't have a lot of evidence, and that's truth, of monitoring across a lot of the closures and everything else. But, again, we just want healthy, sustainable fisheries, and that's what we are trying to do with the backing of a national organization. And California needs a organized, strong group out here, and that's what we are trying to put together. We can only do it, though, with everybody's participation.
And the cool thing about CCA is there are different chapters. There's a L.A. chapter. There's an Orange County chapter. And this is the new San Diego chapter, first meeting, right?
Yeah, this is the first open meeting we've had.
Open meeting.
We've had some board meetings. Yeah. You know, one thing that sticks in my head a little bit is you look at on this radio station with the Chargers, right? Chargers are leaving, and you see thousands and thousands of people rallying, right? It's a big event. Well, in fishing, they're little bites, right? They're looking at a lead ban. They're changing the composition of the DFG, and they're doing all these things, and it's kind of little by little. But we've got a rally. I mean, there are a lot of fishermen in the state, and I think it really is time to give back and time to start stepping up, and both for money and participation, because we're going to need to lobby the government, and numbers, you know, numbers are what's going to count, and now is the time.
Yeah, and CCA National knows how to do it because they've done it over and over again in various states throughout the country.
Yeah, I think all anyone needs to do if they want, you know, the resume on CCA is to look at Texas and Florida and Louisiana. And, you can't go, if you're anywhere near the coastal regions, and even outside, you can't go 5 miles on the road without seeing somebody with a CCA bumper sticker. And, you know, their chapter meetings and fundraisers, they'll have 5,000 people at these things.
Oh,
and
that's rad.
You know, it's incredible, but they all believe in it. And you know what, it also speaks to some of the healthiest, best fisheries, inshore fisheries that we have in the country are in those states that I just mentioned, and that's because of the work that those chapters are doing,
the conservation work.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Which
the enhancement
is, yeah,
and the conservation of habitat and making sure the fisheries are healthy, and, you know, imposing limits on themselves and doing everything that they need to do to make sure that the fishery's healthy. And it is a way of life in those states.
Yes.
A way of life.
Yeah. And what really impresses me about, like, Pat and the head guys at CCA National is they come to these meetings, man.
Mm-hmm.
These guys travel more than Dave Pfeiffer.
Don't get ahead of yourself. But
yeah.
They do. No, I'm kidding. Pat's an awesome guy.
Yeah.
Their whole team is. And, yeah, they're here for every one of our board meetings. And we're in their magazine now, or on their website now. We're foremost. They talk about our business with the other chapters, and all the other chapters too, the state chapters, and well, all the chapters within the states, all of them offer any help that they can to us in terms of getting this up and running, because everyone expects that the California chapter should be one of the biggest in the country, if not maybe after Texas, the biggest. So, you know.
It should be.
It's still Texas, well, Florida, Texas, California, top three states in the country, fishing participation, license, revenue, any way you want to slice it, it's 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Except when it comes to conservation groups.
Yes.
And it's Texas and or Florida and Texas, and then third is Louisiana, and California does not even register.
That's
so
terrible.
Yes.
We're going to make a change on that. So the meeting's this Thursday at a great spot, Carl Strauss Brewery Garden, which is off of Mira Mesa Boulevard. If you drive down the 5805 split, you take the 805 Mira Mesa Boulevard, and you see the big Qualcomm buildings. It's right amongst that whole complex, right?
Yeah, it's in the tech center. The meeting starts at 6 if you want to show up at 5. You know, it's a restaurant, so, you know, we had it there so you can get, you know, have a beer or have dinner while we're doing the meeting. So
yeah.
It should be good. Hoping for a great turnout.
Yeah, so this Thursday, mark your calendar. We certainly hope everybody in the San Diego area, everybody who listens to this show attends this meeting, because this is so important. Everybody that listens to this show should be a member of CCA California. It's so critical for our future.
That's it. Well, as you can hear, we've just got a great show coming for you. Again, if you want to participate, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we'll be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Holy smokes. It's Cabo San Lucas we're talking about. And I've got you covered. This is Cabo Bruce with CaboFishTime.com. Now, Pete and I have been talking, and we know what you want. Great deals on condos and fishing wrapped up into one. CaboFishTime.com is your single source for everything Cabo. And the cool part is, you'll always work with me, Cabo Bruce. As I like to say, I'll have you from the moment you land to the time you leave. Everything. Transportation or car rental. The finest suites you'll ever find at unbelievable prices. Great fishing, of course. Amazing dining and activities. And the best service, period. Call me or text me. 951-323-1872, or head for our website, CaboFishTime.com. Again, that's CaboFishTime.com for your next Cabo vacation.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for 4 straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels are just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Lanier, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Lanier, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja. It's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Lanier. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLanier.com. It's really unique. It is. We're very proud of it.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
My Angler H2O. I will never use that fakey fluorescent pink bait or drag my hula popper through the mud. I will outmaneuver drought-exposed stumps, rocks, and submerged station wagons. And outsmart the ravenous river otter. I will save water by taking shorter showers for higher lakes. And I will always, always wear my life jacket.
What's your H2O? Tell us at VoteCalifornia.com. The California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways reminds you to wear it, California.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, Mr. Dave Pfeiffer, who's the president of Shimano now. I might add that Dave not only runs the fishing side, you also do the bicycle side.
Yes, I do.
So that keeps you rather busy.
It does. So don't ask any bike questions.
Don't ask any bike questions.
I'm not as well versed.
Bicycle bigger than fishing?
Much, yeah.
Much
the, well, yeah, the whole global market for bikes is far, far bigger than.
Yeah, and it's fishing. Surging, right?
It has been for a number of years, yeah. There's a lot of positive momentum behind the bike business, but, yeah.
So, Shimano, just a real quick thing. Shimano doesn't make the bike, they make the parts.
Oh, yes. We do not make an actual frame, but we make virtually every other component that you can
that
put on
is.
A bike.
Yeah. So you can't buy a Shimano bike.
No, a lot of people think that they are, but they're not.
Yeah.
No.
You buy, like, a Trek bike with Shimano accessories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
parts.
Fishing, I know you enough years to know that that's still what you live and breathe and everything, and it's probably why you're able to put up with what you do. How easy is it for you to deal with the bike? I mean, I know that you're into cycling and everything else, but, you know, fishing being your number one passion, I'm sure it's easy for you to deal with the workload. Is it tougher to deal with bike stuff?
Yes and no. I mean, bike pays the bills.
That's an important part.
So, you know, it's just the business part of it, and it's the total Shimano part of it. And so, you know, it's fine. I mean, there's similarities. Bike business is an enthusiast business. Everybody that works in the bike industry came up through the bike industry. They're all crazy bike enthusiasts. You know, lots of really good, fit, fun, nice people. You know, personally, sure, I'd rather
go fishing every day.
How long have you been with Shimano?
Oh, gosh. It's actually January will be 29 years.
And you started as president, of course, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You started at the lower level and worked your way all the way up.
I did, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you right now, Dave, so let's jump into it.
You got it. How about we start it off this morning with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. Dave, I've got to tell you, Shimano's always been my favorite gear to go to, and if you talk to my wife, she'd say I have, like, way too much Shimano gear.
Well, thank you.
As most of us.
Yeah.
But my question for you is about the Talica reels.
Uh-huh.
How long did it take from conception to actual distribution sales to develop that? And what were some of the technical challenges that you guys had to get through to do that? Because it's a beautiful reel.
You know, I don't remember exactly now on Talica how long, but Talica was actually a fairly short one because a lot of people don't realize that the technology that we learned that allowed us to speed up the Talica development started with Torsa. And Torsa wasn't as popular at the time as Talica is now, but the oversized, what we call the A or the right side plate, compared to the other one that allowed us to put a bigger drag surface, bigger gearing and everything. All that came from Torsa. So really, Talica is kind of a next-generation Torsa, which allowed us to move much, much more quickly. In other words, once we solidified that technology, I think we did Talica from drawing to production in field testing and everything probably in roughly 2 years off the top of my head, whereas Torsa was quite a bit longer than that. And so the main thing in all these development times is how long does it take you to get the forward-looking technology that you want? And machining that reel with one side bigger than the other is not an easy task. And it's something you haven't seen any competitor in the market yet copy, because that takes a lot of know-how, a lot of skill, and a really big investment. So, like I said, roughly, very rough in my mind, I think it was around 2 years or 2.5 years from concept to production, which is really actually very short for a product of this type.
Pretty amazing reel. I mean, yeah. the various sizes, all the way up to the 50. I mean, there's nothing that you can not stop with a 50.
No, Talica's are pretty. Talica's a really, really cool reel. I mean, it's incredibly versatile because out here we cast them. They don't cast them anyplace else, but the light spool, which makes casting really easy, and then the power and just the drag smoothness and capability. Yeah, there's just so much you can do with them. The 50 is just flat out not fair on most everything. It's really not. I mean, but I appreciate you saying so.
Yeah, it is fair when you have a big fish on it.
Well, yeah, that's true. But the Talica is a really cool reel. Yeah, that's one we're very proud of.
Doug always loves telling a story at the tackle shop that he was fishing. And, you know, same routine all the time, coming back from offshore, tuna fishing and marlin fishing. Go into the fuel dock in San Diego, and, you know, as fuel's going on the boat, we scrub the boat down and spray the boat down. And there was a couple of Talicas that were still in the test phase, and boat was getting scrubbed down. We do the same thing every time. We lay all the gear out, and you soak it down with fresh water, and so it's ready to be put in the truck, put in the garage. And JFO came screaming on that, I don't put fresh water in those reels. They've been tested for a full year without a drop of fresh water on them. And you know, as we were hosing everything else down. So those things went a full year without an ounce of fresh water. And you could pick that up. And aside from the obvious fact that it's a fishing reel that has been fished for, the finish was the same as if it would be, you know, in the tackle shop. And the corrosion resistance that you guys put onto those things is still the most... Obviously, the lightweight and the castability and the power is all the most important things, but the finish that's on those reels is incredible.
It's a big improvement. There's still the two biggest hurdles on saltwater reels is corrosion and you know, strength of finish. And I think hopefully someday we'll even have further breakthrough in those. But they're certainly a big improvement on Talica compared to others, and that's, you know.
And that's carried through to the other reels, too,
mm-hmm.
like the reel we're giving away today, the Torium.
Torium, New Trinidads, all those share a lot of the same sort of basic construction features, even though the A-side, B-side difference, the right-left side difference is not the same on the other reels. But, yeah, corrosion resistance and basic design, yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks a lot for getting us started. Appreciate the call this morning.
Next up, let's talk to Mike, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Mike, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Mike.
I go on a lot of overnight and 2.5 day trips, but next year I have a trip scheduled on the Shogun for 5 days in September, and I was wondering if you could give me some recommendations on a 60 and an 80 pound setup.
Sure. 5 day trip. You know, these days, part of the problem is in the pattern we're in is what is a 5 day trip right now? You know, in a normal season, it'd be really easy. Right now, I mean, I think, you know, next year we should be coming off the El Nino, but I think it's still going to be really, really good fishing. And, you know, you could run into anything on a 5 day trip from 15, 20 pound yellowfin tuna to 200 pound bluefin tuna. So, you know, you're going to need some preparation in there. For a 60 pound setup, honestly, me personally, a Talica 12 two speed. And then I would make the jump to a 20 two speed that you would want to have on board that if you get into that right fish. You know, you have what's necessary. So, you know, a 12 two speed and a 22 speed. And then if you have one smaller reel, whether it be a Trinidad or a smaller Talica or something like that, even with those three, you're going to be pretty much covered for yellowtail fishing, Dorado fishing, smaller school size tuna, mid grade tuna, and then anything most likely, you know, really
pounders,
big. Yeah.
No problem.
You know, if you really pare it down to three, you're covered there. Something like a Trinidad 16 or 20, probably a 20, and then Talica 12 and a Talica 20. But that's me. I haven't been on five or multi-day trips in a while. Ricky could probably reaffirm his selection there, but that's 60 and 80, and I would probably jump from 60 to maybe even probably 100 on the 20, but 80 or 100, either one is going to be good.
And the advantage, of course, with using PowerPro on these reels is you can change it up.
Yeah, you can change your leader, your top shot, you know, to anything you want based on what the fish are biting, and you can do it really, really quickly. So,
because as long as you match the rod,
yes,
to the reel.
Yeah, and that was one of the things I was going to,
and the line.
Yeah, it's one of the things I was going to talk about today, you know, briefly, is try to hit on it because it really hits with me, is that we spend a lot of time talking about reels. I don't think people spend enough time talking about rods.
Yep.
And really, there are so many good rods on the market right now, whether it be from us or whether it be from other people, is that the rod can really make a huge difference in your success on the trip. The reel is foundational, so to speak. It's got to be there. You got to have drag. You got to have capacity. You got to have all that castability. But the rod, in terms of the action of the rod that's right for you, the length of the rod that's right for you, the quality of the rod and the components, it's something that I think is really overlooked in most people's equation. And that's a big deal, because I would argue really the reel has become so universal that it's almost the rod that you would change for a lot of the applications, more so even than the reel.
You hit on something so important when you said the right rod for you, because you can go into any good tackle store and there might be, you know, Mike's talking about his 50-pound rod. I'll bet we sell 30 different 50-pound rods, and all of them are quote-unquote right, but every one of them bends a little bit different. You might be a bigger guy or a shorter guy or a taller guy, or you pull real hard or you don't pull real hard and you allow the rod to do more of the work, and you fish the rail, you fish a belt and harness. Like, there's so many factors that go into that it's getting one that's right for your size and type and how you like to pull will make the end experience so much more comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. And I would argue that the difference in allowing you on a trip like that to catch fish after fish after fish after fish is the rod, more than the reel. Because the wrong rod will kill you, mm-hmm, and put you out of the game very, very, very quickly, whereas the right rod is going to keep you in the game and catching fish after fish.
And the advent of the new lightweight rods like Therese, lightweight, powerful,
yeah,
that is truly changed the whole dynamic.
Not only lightweight and powerful, but, you know, we've really moved away from what was the traditional kind of Southern California action, that really super fast light tip shut off. If you fish the newer style rods that are more forgiving, and they are so much easier on you than that, mm-hmm, super fast action, you know, shut off rod that is very traditional out here. And you know, a lot of people, understandably so, are leery because it's been in the culture out here for so long. But man, try it. Try catching fish after fish on a Travala jigging rod versus something more like a, you know, like I said, a conventional 7-foot bait rod, and you'll just be shocked. And I mean, my kind of circle of friends that I fish with and everything, that's the kind of stuff that they're all bringing now. And it took them a while to change, and maybe it's because we're all getting older at the same time, but we pull harder, catch more fish, and feel better at the end of the day than we ever have before.
Yeah.
And that I think is fact.
Yeah, it is. No doubt about it. Hey, thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate that. That does free up 858-457-1090. But you better hurry up. It's filling fast.
That's for sure. Bob and Santee, you're up next. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I too am a kind of a Shimano tackle whore, starting off with my original Bantam 100 way back in the day, and a Shimano MLX or an MLZ 300. I can't remember which one it was, but
yeah, those MLZs, yeah,
those were far and away way better than anything I had tried back in the day. And man, I tell you what, never looked back since. You make some incredible gear. I really enjoyed Benny's little clip on Facebook. Is it pronounced Hagane?
Oh, Hagane, yeah.
Hagane, and an explanation of how the metallurgy works in the gear and the gearing and of the Shimano equipment, and it's just amazing to see that instead of just cutting the metal, I mean, actually cold forging the metal, and it was an amazing display of how it works.
Oh, well, I'm glad you saw that. It is, you know, actually where our headquarters is and where the family started the business has some of the oldest history of metalworking and metallurgy in the world. So you talk about, as I mentioned earlier, the sort of accumulated knowledge. There's just, you know, centuries of metalworking capability and technology in that region.
And you can look at that on the Shimano website, the Hagane?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I have to look it up.
Yep.
Yeah, indeed. Cool. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate that very much.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with Catch Report, find out what's biting on the water, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this, our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. We always say it, you got to get the Power Pro Advantage. You already heard us talking about it, Max Quattro, Dave. That product, I want to tell people, it's like, come on, you got to try this product because it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good. It's more versatile than any product we make in terms of, like I said, whether you want to downsize your reel and have the same capacity, so a smaller, more compact, lighter, with the capacity and strength of a bigger setup, or if you need more capacity for, you know, whatever reason, for longer casting or anything like that, you can do it all with Max Quattro. It's the most versatile product we make. It's a super high tenacity fiber, so the strength, the dynamics of the product are just fantastic.
And the castability of that product, it blows your mind. Put that on a Trank, put it on a spinning reel, put it on a Talica.
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah,
I can't say it any better.
No, you got it covered.
Yeah, so check it out at your local tackle store, Power Pro Max Quattro. It's the great stuff.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
SRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
With that slam dunk, that's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right. Hey, time for that catch report, Rick.
You got it, bro. It's time to find out what's biting. Today is sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. It is long-range season and time to pre-book your processing orders with Fisherman's Processing before your trip. That way you're the first in line when your trip returns. You can friend them on Facebook at Fisherman's Processing, or for more details, you can check fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to start it off up at Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going? Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Great. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good deal, man. Just wanted to, you know, check in, kind of give you a quick update what we had going on up here this week. You know, it was a pretty mellow week for us, kind of what you'd expect with the cooler water. You know, kind of have that wintertime vibe to the trips there. You know, some real good catches on the sculpin, and that's pretty much been the target species for those guys on the three-quarter day. And just about every day they've been able to pretty much get the job done on some of those down there, down that Box Canyon area over that some of that hard bottom. Yesterday while they were fishing down there, you know, they had their odd catch of the week. They had one of those Popeye catalupas, took a squid strip, and again, one of those head scratchers, you know, that's the first one that any of our boats have ever caught. And along the beach in the half day zone, you know, that's some decent bass fishing. The transition of that cooler water itself out and recovered from that mix up last week with the weather and all that good stuff. And actually some good catch release bass fishing a few days when the conditions line themselves up. Fish on the bait and artificials with some good catch release fishing for those guys. There was a nice 31-pound sea bass that made its way onto the Clemente last week, too. They were fishing down there near San Mateo Point. I think that fish ate a mackerel, fished on a dropper loop. And, yeah, more halibut making their way onto the Derby leaderboard. I know there was a fish just under 18 pounds that snuck its way up in the third-place spot on our Derby leaderboard. So guys are kind of getting their spots jostled around a little bit. So that's kind of it in a nutshell, you know, just wintertime fishing, kind of way to expect with the cooler water and whatnot. So if you guys want to get out on a trip, give a landing a call for sure. I'm sure there's a trip that would fit your schedule sometime this week. Phone number there is 949-496-5794. And, of course, guys, please take advantage of the Let's Talk Hookup discount that you can get by linking right through their webpage or right on the little banner ad. It'll take you right over, and you can book and save 25% on one of these local trips.
Good call, as always, Willie. That's awesome, man. Great report, great info, and how cool is that you guys got a Popeye at Dana Wharf?
Unbelievable.
Pretty random,
that's so
right?
Rad, man. Yeah, exactly. Very right, cool. Willie, great. Well, we sure appreciate you keeping us up to date with what's going on, as always. We look forward to another great report next Sunday.
All right, guys, have a great week. Thanks.
All right, thanks,
Ryan.
Willie.
Mr. John Ireland, we saw him yesterday, and he's back with that Rancho Leonero report. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro, Rick. Yes, I was out walking the dog. I'm on your app right now, and I thought I'd call in. Yeah, we, Dana Landing was a lot of fun yesterday. I wanted to mention Steve Pinard put on quite the show, over there, and we really enjoyed it. We had a booth. It worked so well for us that we're gonna, attend the Bay Bass tourney. We'll be over there next week. We'll have a booth over there. And
next weekend. Next Saturday.
Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
It's coming
yeah,
Saturday.
I'll be over there.
Yeah,
it sounds like it's a good time.
Oh, it's a great time. And, you know, I kind of talked to John before the event yesterday. I said, you know, John, there's going to be, you know, 100 people there or something like that. I think we all had our minds blown yesterday how many people were there. And thanks for everybody to come out. Thanks to Steve for putting together and Johnny for putting together a great deal. And thanks to the guys at Fastlane, Ron and Deb and the whole gang there at Fastlane for doing an amazing job.
By far the most
successful, and I think that thing's just going to keep rolling.
I think so, too, man. That
absolutely.
Was
yeah. Absolutely. It was well done. Steve knows his stuff, and it was bigger than I expected. We were really, really pleased.
So I think fun. We were all pretty blown away, and happily so, for sure.
You betcha. So I just thought I'd call on your app, thought I'd call you here.
Yeah. So what's going on? Anything big going on at Rancho Leonero?
Well, I'm heading down tomorrow. Well, we did it. We replaced a lot of roofs, and we finished all the split air conditionings now. So we have all split air conditioners, and we patched all the stone walls and all that. Or it should all be done. I'm going to go down and check.
Yeah, you better make sure.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's cool,
we'll
John.
See. But we'll be, you know, it's March 1st. We got another month. So we'll be ready for action, and we're looking forward to a good season.
All right.
Getting a lot of reservations. And we actually made a couple of reservations at the show yesterday, at Dana yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Things are filling up fast. So if you want to go in prime time, airfares are unbelievable right now. So,
yeah, by the way, they were both for the tourney, by the way.
Could be. Great. Yeah, for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. Yeah, well, absolutely. If you want to go, how do we get a hold of you at Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pete. 800-646-2252, rancholeonero.com.
All right. Thanks, John. Enjoy your walk, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I sure will. Thanks, John.
All right. From the ranch. Appreciate that very much. All right. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones. They're packed up while we wait for our next caller.
You got it, bro. Well, how about we jump right in and talk to Matt? He's calling us from La Mesa this morning. Good morning, Matt. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Dave, I'd like to thank you for your generosity to the Christmas show. this past year. And in regards to the Therese rail rods, thank you, Pete and Rick, for your input on that rod. That is a featherlight, amazingly strong rod. Picked one up this past year with a Talica 20 and took it on a 7-day. And it is the go-to setup for fishing dropper loop at Alejos at night. Yeah. And just makes it so easy to wedge the fish out of the bottom there.
That Therese, new Therese rail rod's amazing.
I love that thing.
Awesome. Done well, right. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate that.
Yeah, just a great setup. And you can just really just put the rod on the rail like it's designed, sit on the butt, and put it in low and grind them up.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is, it is. So looking forward to getting on that trip again this next year and catching something bigger.
All right.
Well, awesome. Matt.
Thank you, Matt,
for the call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, our surf guru, Gundy Gunnison, continues our catch report. Gundy?
Dave Pfeiffer.
Gundy, how are you, my friend? Long time.
Very nice to talk to you, man.
You too.
The finest executive and sportsman combined. It's amazing how you can have those two skills in one package, and that guy has it.
It's a small pool, Gundy. It's a small pool.
Hey, not a bad week, you know, coming off some really rough weather. Much better conditions this week. Overall, the water's cleaned up nicely. But with that clean water, the bait kind of dried up. So not all that halibut inside. The best bet this week was probably the perch bite. Definitely picked back up. Hook, line, and sinker reported good perch action. East Beach, Carpinteria, Gaviota, all those beaches up there. Gulf sandworms have been working well, but some of the guys getting bigger models, throwing those big flash minnows, 110 flash minnow, that's almost a 5-inch bait, getting perch up to 16 inches. Whole new tactic there. In the clean water, 3-inch smelt pattern, big hammers knocking the calico bass in the rocky beach areas. Wiley's reported shark fishing was probably best bet, and that happens a lot coming off big swells. You get a lot of the sharks in the rays. Seal Beach, big fish at Seal Beach reported pretty good spots in bites, rare for the wintertime, but Surfside was the best bet there. Fresh mussels fished on a long rod near the pier there was good for 2-pound class fish. They had another striped bass there caught off the Seal Beach jetty, 8-pound fish caught on a silver and black grub. That's a nice fish, and those fish are around there. Hogan's and Dana Point reported a mix of bonita, barracuda, short halibut, hitting the hard jerk baits in the harbor, and the water's real clean, so those flashy baits working pretty good, and then a 30-pound leopard at Doheny. So it's taken a little time to build the bite up, but that perch come back real good, and I'd say with the good weather, we'll have some more good fishing condition this week.
Good fishing going on right now, Gundy. Very, very cool info. And like you say, hopefully we have a nice steady week and some good conditions and keep the surf thing rolling.
I mean, if you think about how long I've been doing these reports, probably I haven't had a bad report for a couple of years almost.
You know, we were talking, and Dave was just saying the water on the surface may be cool, but it's still warm down below.
Very much.
Yeah.
The water down deep, I believe, anyway, is very, very, very stable and very warm, especially for this time of year. I was telling them a couple weeks ago, catching some bottom fish. You know, 300 feet of water, you pull a fish up, and his body's warm.
Yeah.
They're not cold. They're warm, which tells you that stuff down there is stable, and the stuff's very active down below. So even if the surface cools a few degrees this season, that is not a big deal.
Keep on fishing.
Catching spotsmen in the middle of winter is rare, you know what I mean? I mean, extremely rare. So, you know, there is definitely good habitat for warmer habitat for those fish.
Yeah. How about a Popeye Catalufa out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing?
Cool.
That just doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's pretty darn
very
cool.
Rare, very rare.
Well,
all right, gentlemen, great show.
Appreciate it as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, have a good week, gentlemen.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Terrafin charts give you the latest in water conditions, and they help you catch more fish and save fuel. Terrafin charts helpful all year round to find the best water conditions. And also, check out the new and improved Terrafin Mobile for your Apple or Android device. Now you can take Terrafin with you everywhere you go, all for the same low price. For more information, check out Terrafin.com.
All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines, Rick.
Well, jam-packed, they definitely are. How about this time we talk to John, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. John, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Dave, I'm a big fan of your products. I probably have about 10 of your reels.
Thank you.
One of my older ones is a Calica 400. It without the level wind.
Okay.
I'm wondering if you guys still have in stock parts or service available to work on those reels.
We should. You know, sometimes it depends on the exact part, but if not, we maintain a pretty big inventory of what we call salvage, which is reels with other problems that we can rob apart or whatever. But I think on the Calcutta stuff, especially that 400S, we should be fine. So, but, you know, you can always just call our service guys, tell them what's up, or drop it off, mail it either way, and they'll let you know what's up with it.
Great.
And they're right here in Southern California.
Yeah, you can walk it in, and they can usually tell you on the spot, or, like I said, if you mail it in, they'll be able to tell you what's up with it and what it needs. A lot of times it's just, you know, more often than not, it's cleaning, bearings, what have you. So depending on how well you did or didn't take care of it.
Amazing service department.
Yeah, our guys are great.
To an inappropriate level on our with us being the benefit, I would say.
Yeah, we have a really super team there right now. Those guys are really, they really are on it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, what time is that meeting again on Thursday for CCA?
It's at 6 o'clock at Carl Strauss. We're going to show up there around 5 if you want to get food. Come in around 5
o'clock. Are they going to have food if you show up at 6?
They will have food. It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant, and it's a darn good restaurant.
It's too. A restaurant brewery,
a
so they
brewery.
might even have beer.
They might have beer, too. It's a beautiful setting, too. How did you pull that off?
Just got a little lucky. I happen to I have connections with the CEO of Carl Strauss,
who's also a fisherman.
Also a fisherman, actually share his boat. So
and now is he going to be there?
He's out of town, but I think they are offering. They're going to be contributing to the raffle.
Oh, great!
Well, even better if he's out of town, then you can't get in trouble for whatever.
So there's going to be a good raffle.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a great raffle. I know the Landings have been donating things, including. What I've heard is at least some half-day trips. There's going to be some gear, some reels, potentially some beer being donated, and I'm sure a lot of other swag.
I will be there. Now let's put Rick on the spot. Are you going to be there, Rick?
Yeah, I mean, I got to fish. I'm fishing on Thursday, but if we can get things wrapped up and get home and shower up time, I'd be into going.
There you go.
For sure.
Yeah. So everybody should be there because this is a really, really important start to this this program here, and then a bigger push, of course, at Fred Hall. And such, but it's going to be a big meeting. So 6 o'clock at Carl Strauss Brewery Garden in Mira Mesa.
Yep.
Yeah. And Sherm, are you going to be there?
That's what I'm trying to figure out my schedule. If you said 5 o'clock for food, I might try and get up there early and say hi. I've got a 7 o'clock town council meeting in Linda Vista I have to be at. So I'm going to try and get up there. But I just wanted to impress upon everybody how important involvement is with CCA. You know, the people that like to see the ocean shut down are very well funded and very vocal, but you know they're not big in numbers. So the people who fish far outweigh the number of people who would like to see large parts of the ocean closed down. So let's just show up, show our support, show that we support common sense conservation, but banning fishing and shutting down the ocean just isn't the way to go.
For sure. All right, Sherm, we'll see you Thursday night, 6 o'clock, Carl Strauss Brewery Gardens in Mira Mesa. We'll see you there.
I'll get up there for a little bit, buddy.
All thanks, right, Sherm.
Thanks, Sherm. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon, well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk Hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6133. Or check KingfisherCharters.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It was another awesome year for fishing in San Diego, and it seems to still be going strong. I've talked to people that continue to get into tuna and yellowtail offshore. It was another awesome year for Ford, too. Once again, Ford is America's favorite brand. Just take a look at last year's sales figures. It's right there in black and white. If the car you're driving is 6, 7, 8 years old, it's really time to get into something new, because the technology in these new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs is nothing short of impressive. You wouldn't want a cell phone with 8-year-old technology, would you? So why keep driving a car with old technology? Now's the time to stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer and check out the latest innovations and designs, like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on your new F-150. You just turn a little knob on the dash and it steers your trailer exactly where you want it to go. Trust me, backing in your boat will never be easier. Learn more at sandiegocountyford.com or just stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.